Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Today on the 23rd episode of The Savage Truth, the company behind Miss Universe files for bankruptcy ahead of the actual pageant, citing business rehabilitation. Let's talk about the outrage over the transgender organizer and a healthy society's rejection of men invading another female industry as the oxymoron of bringing the power back to women crumbles under wokeism. And it's a time to give thanks as we approach one of America's favorite holidays, Thanksgiving, a time of approved gluttony shared with family and friends. I'll give a brief history of Thanksgiving, America style, and discuss the importance of truly giving thanks. All that coming up on The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. Welcome back, everyone, to The Savage Truth. I am your hostess, Cicely Davis. It's Thanksgiving week for many of us, and I thank you for tuning in as we gear up for a day of traditioned gluttony as approaching this coming Thursday, the 23rd of November, 2023. Rushing to get the menued grocery shopping completed, adjusting for Black Friday shopping the day after for those holiday gift items to family and friends, and let's be honest, mostly ourselves, with the electronic deals and other coveted overpriced items we've convinced ourselves we simply must have. Thank you for taking time to peel away from that to listen in to this episode. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify as we get right into it. So let me start out by saying I'm a girly girl. If you were to enter what I call my dressing room, yes, a separate room I have in my home where I house my clothing, my shoes, jewelry, makeup, and of course, connected to a well-lit bathroom, you would undoubtedly see the evidence of abundance. I have abundance of it all. It's a girly thing, but I'm not alone. There are many, many women rowing in that same boat. It's what we girls, it's what we women do. Hair, makeup, clothes, shoes, perfume, you know, beauty. And although I understand this does not include every woman, there are plenty of women out there who hate shopping. They don't enjoy dressing up. They prefer to not wear makeup at all and go natural. They prefer tennis shoes and joggers versus the 5-inch stiletto, which is my personal favorite. The one thing we do all have in common, all of us, is the XX chromosome. Our male counterparts, the male listeners that are listening to this podcast right now, having, of course, the XY. This, my friends, is what is called science. It is fact. It is a matter of fact and biology. You see, in spite of woke ideology, a person's genetic inheritance, their biological sex, is an immutable characteristic. It is possible to change a person's outward appearance, of course, including bodily features, but you cannot change sex, which was determined at fertilization, which we refer to as genotype, and during the embryonic development, which we refer to as phenotype. That being said, the owner of the Miss Universe pageant, however, rails against these simple truths and facts. These are, by the way, savage truths, by the way, folks, that no matter what any current or woke scientist or doctor claims, men cannot menstruate or give birth. There is specific plumbing as assigned to males and females. Simple fact, simple biology. And even if they undergo surgery to remove all the plumbing, alter the external parts, that person still remains the gender and the sex to which they were assigned at fertilization. Again, referring to genotype and embryonic development. I'm not as well studied on the subject as Matt Walsh, but I can, on a very basic and common sense level, know and understand this to be true. So the Thai business tycoon and transgender activist Ann Jukra Jutatip, I know I butchered that, of the JKN Global Group bought the Miss Universe organization for $20 million in 2022. Jukra Judatip, who has international fame as a transgender celebrity, described the purchase at the time as a strong strategic addition to our portfolio. A public document sent to the Stock Exchange of Thailand from JKN Global Group declared JKN Global Group Public Company Limited, that operating as the company, has filed a petition for business rehabilitation with the Central Bankruptcy Court under the Bankruptcy Act BE-2483 on November 8th. The Central Bankruptcy Court has subsequently issued an order to accept the petition for business rehabilitation of that company on the day after November 9th of 2023. So for the first time, this year's Miss Universe pageant was slated to feature at least two transgender contestants. Miss Portugal, a flight attendant named Marina Machete, and Rique Collier, a.k.a. Rick, who changed his name at 11, the first transgender Miss Netherlands. Spain's Angela Ponce was the pageant's first trans contestant in 2018, but did not advance to the finals. Machete told fans in a social media post that the Miss Universe organization is so inclusive, breaking boundaries and creating a platform for women not only to empower them, but as well to create real changes in their own communities. Now, after the acquisition of the Miss Universe pageant and under the leadership of Ann Jukra Judatip, a vocal advocate for transgender rights and a prominent figure in the Thai reality shows like Project Runway, JKN pledged to expand Miss Universe within Asia, intending to introduce branded merchandise. That was the original intention. These are what the business sites were, the business sites of JKN. Despite the bankruptcy filing, the company expressed confidence in the capacity of its new financial structure to sustain business operations, including the Miss Universe pageant. Now, I have to take a break here and just flex a little bit of my business and financial knowledge simply to confirm and assure you listeners that you're not at all tuning in on a weekly basis to an ignorant host. I am fully aware that bankruptcy is a tool utilized for financial maneuvering. The declaration of bankruptcy doesn't inherently signal the imminent closure of a company. I know that major firms have often employed bankruptcy filings to restructure, to reduce debt, and to manage expenses they find unsustainable. Absolutely aware of that. For JKN, this decision seemed to be driven by the need to address a $12 million missed loan repayment and cope with what the firm termed a liquidity problem. My take on is this. There's also a clear social rejection of wokeism here. As more and more men invade female industries such as sports, the workplace, modeling, sorority clubs, and pageants, a savage truth is, as we continue to see decline in profits of corporations going woke, such as Target, Budweiser, Victoria's Secret, etc., empowering women does not include belittling women by forcing biological men into women's spaces in the name of inclusion, as they are allowed to dominate in female industries. In fact, it's the very opposite of female empowerment. Regardless of your feelings about pageants, parading beautiful women in front of audience has continued to be a successful business enterprise. I personally don't watch them, but many do, male and female. In 2022, the Miss Universe platform was worth at least $20 million. That's what Thai-based JKN Global Group paid for it. But a year later, JKN has now filed for bankruptcy protection to solve a clear liquidity problem. JKN had this to comment, and I quote, "In response to the recent news, JKN Global Group has recently announced its strategic corporate financial management plan to cope with the current financial situation. We are confident that the new plan will support all of the company's business operations, including Miss Universe. We confirm that Miss Universe 2023 will be held in El Salvador on November 18, 2023, where a top-notch experience provided to our fans will remain as our top priority. We reaffirm that we will provide the legacy and protect it of Miss Universe and will be carried on by the JKN Global Group as envisioned from the beginning. So as Saturday passed the 18th, the night of the Miss Universe pageant, Shaynis Palacios of Nicaragua was crowned Miss Universe and Antonia Porcelid of Thailand was named runner-up. Both XX chromosomes respectfully. And as I congratulate the winners of the contest, it still must be stated that the Miss Universe brand is dying, as the inevitable end for many other woke embracing entities have or will soon recognize. The evidence of that being, yes, the Miss Universe pageant was aired, but it was on the Roku channel. The days of network television carrying the event appears to be over. We reaffirm that the legacy of Miss Universe will be carried on by JKN Global Group as envisioned from the beginning. As envisioned from the beginning? Really? JKN put a transgender activist in charge of the pageant, which had two transgenders competing. Were they a shoe-in for the top five if their talent was bench pressing 250? And I don't know about you listeners, but I didn't realize there was a shortage of beautiful pageant-worthy women in places like the Netherlands and Portugal, both of whom woke up one day and decided a guy in a dress was the finest example of womanhood in their countries. Talk about a slap in the face, women. The message being, thanks for competing, but this dude is a better woman than all of you women. And as expected in Wokeville, the expectation is they all must and had to probably stand around and pretend that they were happy about sharing the competition, sharing dressing rooms, and the entire experience, and to also pretend to be happy for the two women who were deprived as runner-ups in the Netherlands and Portugal for qualification. I may not be a beauty expert, but I am a woman since the moment of conception and happy to be so. Yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but woke knows no master and it knows no boundary. Choosing some guy born Nicholas, now changed to Nikki, over a manifold of pretty young women is an unsustainable trend, very much like the owner himself and Jukra Jukatip. If they are unable to resolve their liquidity problem, they'll have to sell off their assets. And we can only hope that whoever buys the Miss Universe brand, assuming someone thinks it's actually a company worth being rehabilitated, let's hope it returns the 70-plus year tradition to its first 60-plus years before it got woke and went broke. Moving on. Turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, pumpkin pie, cornbread, cranberries and rolls, and so, so much more. With a second and a third and fourth helpings, football, the Cowboys. What am I referring to? Of course, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is, without a doubt, one of America's favorite holidays. It is a time to gather with family and friends. It's a time to share a traditional meal and express gratitude for the good things in life. It can also be a time of service to others in the community. In the U.S. here, Thanksgiving is historically a day to praise and thank God for our blessings and ask Him to heal the nation's wounds. It was also a national day of penitence to humbly repent for our sinfulness and our selfishness. Thanksgiving means devotion. It means sacrifice and praise or an offering. Thanksgiving is an act of worship, giving thanks for all things as part of God's providence. The true meaning of Thanksgiving focuses upon relationship. Thanksgiving is a relationship between God and man, family and friends, one fellow man to another. Thanksgiving begins with acknowledging God as faithful, earnestly giving him thanks in advance for his abundant blessings. Let's do a little brief history about Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln wasn't the first president to declare a national day of Thanksgiving for the people of the United States. In 1789, George Washington proclaimed a day of public thanksgiving and thanks to thank God for his protection and as the source of all that is good. In his proclamation, he wrote, and I quote, "Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation." George Washington. Thanksgiving reminds us to be more grateful. For many people, the Thanksgiving holiday is a time to be grateful. Gratitude is an attitude. Giving thanks is an action. Gratitude appreciates the blessings in one's life, but on its own, it's insufficient. We are called to be doers. We must go beyond being grateful and be intentional about giving thanks. So on this approaching Thanksgiving Day, let it be a season of giving thanks for God, family, country, and service. Love yourself, family, and friends. Break bread with them and show them love. Pray for the perverseness of this nation that we may be so led to become people of gratitude for our country and become compelled to take corresponding action towards Thanksgiving for our exceptional nation. And I leave you with a Thanksgiving poem, author unknown, title being Thanksgiving Observance. Count your blessings instead of your crosses. Count your gains instead of your losses. Count your joys instead of your woes. Count your friends instead of your foes. Count your smiles instead of your tears. Count your courage instead of your fears. Count your full years instead of your lean. Count your kind deeds instead of your mean. Count your health instead of your wealth. Count on God instead of yourself. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And remember, folks, be bold, be strong, be faithful and thankful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.